Doppler radar reads the weather based on reflections from items moving through the air. Joshua Werman is the first to put it on wheels and drive it directly into the path of a tornado.
I invented the Doppler on wheels back in the 1990s because I was frustrated that we couldn't see enough detail inside tornadoes and hurricanes. We had blurry images of all these things, and in order to really understand the physics, the math of what's going on inside a tornado, how exactly are they forming, how strong are the winds right at the surface, we need to get up very, very close.
So Werman, who directs the Center for Severe Weather Research in Boulder, Colorado, deploys Doppler on wheels to chase storms. His fleet consists of large panel trucks with rotating antenna dishes mounted on the back. Those high-powered antennas send out radio waves that reflect objects in the air, from raindrops to birds. Werman and his team watch the weather patterns in real time from inside the truck.
So I'm seeing it through the computers and through the radar screens, which are making three-dimensional images of the wind and the debris and the rain and hail flowing around the storm.
Weather forecasts based on data from satellites, fixed radar networks, and computer models help guide the trucks to the precise location of a storm that could spawn a tornado. Doppler on wheels has intercepted over 200 tornadoes so far.
When we get up close to a storm while it's in the process of making a tornado, we can look at the evolution of the winds near the surface, how that relates to the winds aloft, how the precipitation, the rain, and the hail influences whether the air is going up or down, whether it's cold or warm, and how that is causing or not causing a tornado to form.
The analysis combines the Doppler images and 3D maps with data from steel weather pods, large, heavy metal disks with measuring instruments. Werman says the pods are placed in the path of a storm to collect data from the ground below the range of the radar.
That's where we live. We live right near the ground. Buildings are built right on the ground. And we need to understand more about how the winds do damage, how the debris field interacts with the winds and does damage.
That data could lead to better building design in storm-prone areas. As they observe the life cycle of tornadoes, scientists are getting a better understanding of which storms develop into tornadoes and which die away. One factor revealed by the radar is a secondary wind surge that Werman says could be the trigger mechanism for the tornado.
The scientific process is that we need to now observe that and repeat that observation in maybe a dozen or more other thunderstorms, and maybe a dozen or so thunderstorms that aren't making tornadoes, to really see if that surge causes tornadoes, and if there's no surge, whether there's no tornado.
Doppler on Wheels is an advanced mobile scientific laboratory. Along with hundreds of twisters, it's also chased a dozen or so hurricanes, expanding what we know about those storms. Positioned on the Louisiana coast for Hurricane Gustav in 2008, the fleet captured high-resolution measurements as the hurricane came ashore. Werman says the images show winds in surprising corkscrew rolls.
And that corkscrewing motion does two things. One, it brings strong winds down to the surface, and those stronger winds have a much greater potential to cause damage. But in addition, on the way back up, those winds are carrying heat and moisture from the ocean, which is basically the food, the fuel for a hurricane.
Looking at those winds could give forecasters a better idea of the intensity of the storm, which could translate into more accurate forecasts. And that, Werman says, can save lives. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.